For myself, having learnt much from many years of single-sex community living, and at least as much again from 18 months of solitude, I find I no longer want to live entirely alone. I find myself drawn to a broader, larger community base that reflects nature and the ordinary world, while still promoting the ideal of Sangha. Not a semi-monastery, but a settlement of individuals who are keen on Buddhist practice. I feel that's what I need now. I know it's what a lot of us want, and I also feel that if we can find successful ways to do this, we will greatly enrich the FWBO mandala. I think it's my experience with Buddhafield that's persuaded me that it's possible for a group of men and women to become a spiritual community under Bhante's definition. I know from experience that single-sex communities are not by that fact true spiritual communities. They may be. They often are. But what makes it true, what makes the communities true, is when its members try to act as individuals and therefore do not relate as a group, and when they have ideals and practice in common. I believe many male and female order members, and many others too, are capable of being that and doing that together. There's no more time to say more about the many interesting issues that arise from this. To my mind, one very helpful perspective from which to reflect on them is the view of deep ecology, with its inspiringly positive vision of natural living. One's basic reason for living in any kind of Buddhist community is to find insight into reality. I cannot imagine any mixed Buddhist community working unless its members are committed practitioners. But we can be confident that when such practitioners do come together, spiritual progress and insight into reality will happen, not only individually, but collectively as well. And that's it.